the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Here's your host, Jim Poplava.
Well, on today's program, we're going to discuss some concepts that could better your health. What if there was a way to reverse aging and strengthen the immune system? Well, that's the subject of today's interview. Joining me on the program is Dr. Mark Cercas. He's written and authored several books. We're here to talk about his new book called Hydrogen Medicine, Combining Oxygen, Hydrogen, and CO2. Doctor, your latest book, you've written on a number of topics. Your last one was more on oxygen. Explain the combination of hydrogen, oxygen, and CO2.
Well, you can start at each one of those things, but let's start with CO2, which very few people understand much about. I'm talking about doctors and scientists and climate scientists on top of everything else. CO2, without CO2, I mean, it's not just a global warming gas or a waste product of the cells. Without CO2, there's no life on this planet. Zero. CO2 is responsible, even more than oxygen, for life because it's the plants use CO2 to make food. Another way of looking at CO2, you take an oxygen bottle in a hospital. If that was pure oxygen, it would kill every single person. If they don't put 5 to 10%, usually I think it's 5% CO2 in the bottle with the oxygen is lethal. CO2 is totally necessary to regulate oxygen. So CO2 is a really important thing. It's a big issue with masks because we start breathing in CO2. So let's just say for a minute, not only does CO2 give life, but CO2 stimulates breathing, regulates the blood vessels because CO2 is a vessel dilator. So CO2 is very important and makes oxygen safe. Now let's look at hydrogen. Hydrogen also makes oxygen safe. When you have enough hydrogen, you need less oxygen. So for instance, if you take a diver, go down 700 meters or 2000 feet, and to stay alive, you can't breathe regular amounts of oxygen. So what is the world's record holder? Deep sea diving breathe, 96% hydrogen, only 4% oxygen. To tell you the effect that hydrogen might have on oxygen utilization under deadly conditions. But what hydrogen does, which is like CO2, it also has a very, not only a stimulating effect to the mitochondria and life itself, because it's a fuel for rockets, flying cars, trains, buses, soon airplanes. Hydrogen is a fuel, runs the stars in the universe. But it gives a sense, it gives a quality of healing because it removes the worst kinds of oxidative stress or worst kinds of free radicals, and thus takes down inflammation.
Speaking of inflammation, in your previous book and the current one, you talk about the genesis of disease related to lack of oxygen and inflammation. I wonder if you could explain that.
Yes, almost all disease, and especially including cancer, disease doesn't happen without inflammation. Inflammation is a basic brick of disease. There are many reasons you can get inflammation, but chronic inflammation is something very special, and it has to do a lot with carbon dioxide or bicarbonate deficiencies in the blood that come from breathing too fast, stress, anxiety.
Basically, the genesis of disease is inflammation and lack of oxygen.
Yeah. So the most universal thing today is the faster you breathe, the less oxygen you get. And everybody's breathing too fast. You want to talk about something and globally, your modern man is breathing too fast. Creates a problem. CO2 deficiency leads to oxygen deficiency. Other things that cause oxygen deficiency is magnesium deficiency, even selenium and sulfur deficiencies. But breathing too fast since breathing is so important.
I have used a hydrogen-infused water. I usually drink it before a workout and after workout. There's three ways you talk about in your book. hydrogen-infused water, there's hydrogen pills, there's hydrogen inhaler. Talk about each one of those, and which one do you prefer, or do you recommend all of them?
No, I don't recommend all of them. I started out maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, with hydrogen tablets. And two companies, they were just sending me lots and lots, and I just did lots and lots. And truthfully, I didn't feel, even though I liked it, I didn't feel much from it. When I started breathing hydrogen gas, in a half hour of breathing hydrogen gas, I don't remember the exact numbers. I have an essay about this. But basically, in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, you can breathe more hydrogen through inhalation than drinking the water for a week. So I don't recommend hydrogen water anymore, because you get plenty of hydrogen from the gas. So then I concentrate the water with lots of bicarbonates and magnesium.
So, you know, one of the questions regarding COVID, Dr. Merkel and Dr. Brownstein and others are recommending nebulizing with a hydrogen peroxide saline solution to treat COVID and other respiratory infections. My understanding, doctor, is that hydrogen peroxide is two hydrogen molecules bound with an oxygen molecule, which then breaks down in your body into water and oxygen when nebulized, and thus improves oxygenation and breathing in general. Would nebulizing with the solution provide similar benefits to the hydrogen therapy you recommend?
I couldn't give you a direct comparison. I have not studied or made a comparison. But yes, I think hydrogen peroxide would be a good therapy to nebulize with. So is hydrogen or hydrogen oxygen gas. Also, one of my recommendations for any kind of lung problems would be nebulizing bicarbonate and glutathione as an excellent combination. Very few people know, down here in Brazil, in a state called Acre, in an ICU department, blessed by the government, governmental agencies, they tested 300 patients nebulizing bicarbonate into critical COVID patients. And I guess they healed everybody. And for the people who were just about dying, who couldn't even nebulize, they would just pump the bicarbonate into the lungs and then pump it out. So it's the one thing in the whole world that nobody talks about, bicarbonate. No medical person talks about the fact that viruses are pH sensitive. And of course, you can do dramatic shifts in pH with bicarbonate.
So in your previous book, you talked about oxygen using an EWOT device, which is oxygen that you put on a mask when you're doing exercise. I think you talked about when you first started to repair your own health, you were using an EWOT machine.
Correct, and I use it twice a day right now.
How long?
15 minutes, basically. Today I did 20 minutes.
You know, one of the things that you also mentioned in your book, and of course, you know, anybody that's taken yoga knows that part of the benefits of doing yoga is learning to proper breathe, because you're oxygenating your lungs with proper breath. Can you speak to that for a moment?
In the West, you know, none of us basically understand or live with the realization that our next breath is the most important thing in our life, because if we don't take it, we're going to be dead in about 2 or 3 minutes. It gives you just an idea how important the breathing is. And as such, getting control of it is an incredibly, medically speaking, power and health speaking, powerful thing to do, because you're getting control of the most important thing in your life. Most of us, including 99% of all the doctors around and nurses and even regular alternative healthcare workers, very rarely run across anybody who's concerned about breathing, but it's so important. I can say scientifically that the faster you breathe, the sooner you die. The faster you breathe, the less oxygen your cells get. There's such a high payoff. Like for me, like this morning at 5:30 in the morning, even before I get out of bed, take a half hour to breathe with a little breathing device called the Fravlov from Russia. You can get it on Amazon. And I was breathing basically at 3 breaths a minute. 3. Normal breathing rate now is around 8, which was medical norms from 80 years ago. And when I started 9 years ago, my breathing rate was a little 12 or higher. So it's not a short thing to get increasing control of your life. But bottom line, look at statistics, impossible to be healthy and breathe too fast. Impossible to get enough oxygen to your cells and breathe too fast. So it's really important.
So, doctor, I mean, in your current book, you list a number of therapies. You talk about EWAT. You talk about hydrogen inhalation, water and pills. You talk about something called a biomat. I wonder if you would speak about that and its role in inflammation and other attributes that can make you healthier.
A biomat gives you kind of a trip to heaven. It's a heavenly medical device. It's a beautiful medical device. It brings incredible comfort and support to people who use it. So it's kind of like a dream machine. Even though it's a medical device, it's a legal medical device. And a biomat you put on your bed, you can put it in a chair too. If you get a small one, some people even make ones just for a chair. And the infrared radiation comes from the sun, comes from all warm bodies, anything that has heat. And this light, it's light, penetrates into the body and turns to heat. A biomat will give you more support than a full-time nurse, meaning you can sleep on it every night, all night, getting support, nourishment, light is nutritional. So it's, you know, whenever I recommend the biomat, which is to everybody, especially cold people, and especially people who live in cold environments in the winter. You know, here in Brazil, nobody has heat. So when it gets cool, you know, we have a short winter. But when it comes, having a biomat, jump into bed, being nice and toasty in bed. And of course, they have lots of medical benefits. They improve circulation. Death is very cold. So keeping somebody warm, the warmer you are, the more strong your immune system is. So it's a fun. My whole protocol, and you named many things, we just got on the line that you have and using yourself, we're dealing with the basis of life, magnesium, bicarbonate physiology, iodine, selenium, hydrogen, oxygen, CO2, vitamin C and D. We're already up to 10 fundamental healing agents that are totally necessary for the body.
And so of all the devices that you recommend in your book, you recommend the EWAT hydrogen inhalers, the biomat. If you had to pick one device, oxygen, EWAT machine where you exercise, or let's say a hydrogen inhaler, if you could only afford one, which one would you do?
For what kind of patients?
Just for general health.
Well, the first thing I'd always recommend is this $50 breathing machine, the Fravlov. So that's, I think on Amazon, it's only $38. The whole difficulty with that is having them in stock. After that, for healing. So if you're a cancer patient, you know, your life depends on some deep healing, then I would go for the hydrogen inhalation. The EWAT system for strength, for moving forward into a healthier condition, because exercise and dietary restriction, like intermittent fasting, both have a very strong healing effect. So hydrogen in that case would come first. We're always this breathing device coming first.
How do you spell that, doctor?
F-R-O-L-O-V, Frolov, or Frolov.
All right. Well, doctor, you've written a number of books.
Over 20, not a few.
Well, that's quite a few. So your latest book is Hydrogen Medicine, Combining Oxygen, Hydrogen, and CO2. Doctor, if people like to find out more about your books or the work that you do, would you mind giving out your website where they can find you there?
Sure. Dr. Circus. drsircus.com. drsircus.com.
All right. And we've been talking about his latest book, Hydrogen Medicine. Doctor, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
The The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.